Hi, everyone. A good Friday to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Well, overall, not that bad of a start to your Friday. We do have some very pleasant temperatures across the southern counties with a slightly to perhaps moderately humid feel to the air, depending on how you end up determining the feel with humidity this time of the year. Usually we've pretty much gotten acclimated to the amount of moisture in the atmosphere, but nonetheless, we've had some cooler and drier mornings like we've got up north this morning, where temperatures, as of last check, we're at 46 at Saranac Lake, 52 at Tupper Lake, and 49 at Mount Van Hovenberg. And again, we'll be dealing with some areas of fog that continue to slowly and surely lift, not only for the North Country, but into the Adirondacks, but also down into the Berkshires as well, where temperatures are pretty much in the lower 60s across the Berkshires. 61 is the last check at Pittsfield. Your surface analysis this morning shows a boundary just positioned to our north and west. It snakes all the way back into the southern Great Lakes and the upper Midwest. You would think it's going to be pushing through as a cold front, but not so, as it lifts back to the north as a warm front as we head throughout the day for today. A system in mid-country right now will continue to slowly and surely organize as it makes its trek to the east over the next 24 to 48 hours. This will be the system that ultimately will end up bringing in much cooler, much drier air as we head into the work week next week. If you like the fall-like theme, you'll definitely love the prognosis for a decent amount of sunshine and temperatures in the 60s for afternoon highs come Monday. Quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period yesterday. We saw a high of 81 just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon after a morning low of 58. No precipitation yesterday, even though we did see some showers and storms flare up across some isolated portions of the listening area, in particular up toward Lake George, from Lake George into Washington County, where there was a severe thunderstorm warning issued last evening. In terms of cooling degree units yesterday, we accumulated 5 units for yesterday. For the month of September, 33 units, and for the year to date, we stand at 787, which is in the black by 224 units for 2012. The average high-low split for your Friday, September 7th, is 76 and 55. 96 the record high from 1945 today, 36 the record low from 1962. The sun rose this morning at 627, will set later today at 718, rising again on Saturday morning at 628, setting Saturday evening at 717. So in the forecast as we head throughout your Friday, again, overall a decent day. In fact, Saturday will be pretty nice as well. Just the threat for some widespread action in terms of showers and storms heading through tomorrow night. But again, we talk about today, a mix of sun and clouds as we head throughout the day today. Slightly to moderately humid is the way we'll call it, with a threat of a shower or storm as we head through the afternoon. Forecast high temperatures today, 85 today in Albany to 82 at Duanesburg. 84 as you make your way through Johnstown to 81 at Schoharie, a high of 80 at Hunter to 85 at Catskill, and 85 the forecast high at Kingston. Into the North Country and the Adirondacks we go, a mix of sun and clouds as we head throughout the remainder of your Friday. It will become slightly to moderately humid your way, the threat of a shower or storm as we head through the afternoon. High of forecast high of 83 at Glens Falls today, 79 at Saranac Lake, to 79 at Lake Pleasant, 82 the forecast high as we head to Northville this afternoon. For central and southern Vermont we go, back down into the Berkshires. Again, a mix of sun and clouds as we head throughout the day for today, becoming slightly to moderately humid, and that threat of a shower or storm as we head through this afternoon. A forecast high of close to 80 for Rutland, to 82 at Bennington, 82 the forecast high at Pittsfield, to 84 at Great Barrington. As we head through tonight, we'll call it varying amounts of clouds, the threat of a shower or storm, a muggy overnight low down to 67. Then as we head throughout the day on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy, it'll be muggy, and again, like I said, most of the day will end up being very pleasant in terms of a late summertime feel to the air. The threat of a shower or storm late in the day, but a better opportunity for widespread showers and storms and perhaps some heavy downpours as we head through Saturday evening. A daytime high on Saturday up close to 83. Here come the changes with the boundary that pushes on through. It's a cold front, obviously, because as we head throughout the day on Sunday, varying amounts of clouds. We'll look for some showers and a forecast high, only 72. Mixed sun and clouds will keep it dry, but we'll call it seasonably cool for Monday. A forecast high of 69, partly cloudy on Tuesday, a high of 73. Temperatures continue to moderate as we head into midweek next week, with an abundant amount of sunshine for Wednesday into Thursday, with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Have a wonderful Friday. We'll talk to you again with the update coming up at noon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.